Yeah, thanks, Maynard. Back here at Heritage Days, just outside of Montevideo. I haven't mentioned where Heritage Days is located. It's really easy to find. You go east of Montevideo on Highway 7. What, how many miles, guys?
4 miles from the water tower.
4 miles from the water tower, Chip says. And then you take a right. There's signs there. You can see the village off Highway 7. Real easy to find and get to. And Heritage Days going on here today and tomorrow. And with me is Grant Schmig, the president of Heritage Days, and Chip Gruby, ex officio, it says in the book there, Chip.
Yes.
That means you're on the board? Past president?
Technically, I'm just an advisor. I was former president.
Okay, and Grant, you're the president.
Yep, this is the second year of me being president, and it's going good so far.
All right. I love Heritage Days. I'm not even a farmer. I love being here, learning new things, and seeing how things operated in the past. Tell us a little about the history of Heritage Days, Chip.
Well, it started back 41 years ago with a bunch of farmers got together at a seed corn day, and it morphed into where a bunch of guys got together, brought their machinery out. They started doing their show at the Swenson Farm, and then in 1999 or 2000, we bought this 20-acre piece here and moved some buildings in, built some buildings, and it's just progressed from there.
All right, so over 40-some years,
right,
of that, okay. And Grant, what does Heritage Days, why do this, I should say?
Well, the biggest thing is to really show our appreciation for this antique equipment, you know, where a lot of us are farmers in a way or know a farmer. And if you look at a field today, there's a lot different types of tractors and implements in the field than there were 100 years ago. A lot of the stuff we try to showcase here is about as old as we can get back to, I guess. There's, you know, not too much stuff late 1800s, and, you know, there's a few things here that are, and...
What are we featuring this year?
This year we're featuring machinery and equipment from the 1960s.
Okay, and that's my young era when I was growing up, and you guys too, I suppose, huh?
One of us.
Yeah, so you get to see equipment that was used on the farm in the 1960s. It really makes you appreciate what we have today compared to then. There's a lot of hard work back then, Chip, wasn't it?
It was. It was, you know, back then that was the beginning of the end of if you could work hard, you could make a living. Now it's more about work smarter, not harder. But it was a lot more labor intensive, and you put in a lot of hours and didn't cover near as many acres as today.
Yep. I go ahead, Grant.
Oh, I was going to say, Chip, there's a few tractors out there that you probably actually farmed with back in the day, and I can find one thing in common, is most of them don't have a cab on them, and there's not many tractors on the farm I grew up at that don't have a cab, so that's a whole different way of living, and I tell you what, you guys were a tough breed back then.
That was a luxury to have a cab back then.
Oh, was it?
Oh, yeah.
Was it? Well, look what the combines are like now on the
right.
Tractors.
I couldn't imagine combining without a cab. That'd be a dusty mess.
Good old days.
I watched the tractor parade here, and there's some tractors from the 30s that are here, right?
Right.
What's the oldest tractors you got here, you think?
The Holt that's running on the threshing machine right now is from 1918.
1918?
So, right.
Okay. And what is that then?
That's a Caterpillar or a Holt.
Okay.
It's a half track with a steering wheel, or one wheel to steer in the front. It was the predecessor of the modern day Caterpillars.
Okay. Oh, we got a little wind of gust of wind coming up here, but
all of a sudden,
it makes it cooler that way.
Yes.
Well, what do we got going on for the rest of the day then, and tomorrow?
Well, this afternoon we're going to have some saw milling exhibits, and there's currently an Avery wooden thrashing machine running right now, which is actually being ran by the Holt Caterpillar. Later tonight, we have a beer garden open up at 5:30. We got the Honky Tonk Stardust Cowboys performing on our Heritage Hill stage here tonight at 6 p.m. So come on out and enjoy the concert, and then tomorrow brings us into another day of Heritage Days.
All right, and there's a small charge to get in?
$6 yep. Admission.
Yep, that's awesome.
Yeah, I believe kids 12 and under are free.
12 and under are free, all right. That's great. Well, I always enjoy coming here, and you guys do a great job of restoring tractors, restoring old equipment, and letting the future know what that was like back then, right?
Yep. Yes.
Yep.
We enjoy it, and we appreciate you being here to tell people about it.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate it. And that's Grant Schmig, president of Heritage Days, and Chip Groovy, on the board, past presidents of Heritage Days. Just want to encourage people to come over. There's food trucks here. I see Hilltop Bar and Grill just pulled up with their trailer. You got a lot of food here.
Yeah, we do.
My favorite is the Knutsons, the mini donut sundae. And they just gave me one, the little mini donuts with ice cream.
Sounds good.
It was good. All right, come on over to Heritage Days just outside of Montevideo today and tomorrow. And with that, we'll turn it back to you at the studios.
The time, 2:42. Great music for Gary, Clear Lake, and Millbank, South Dakota on Q92, KLQP-FM.